Today, we'd like to see the title of the Day of Wrath in Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. For online audiences, we suggest the three questions. Number one, question one. In verse 2, I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord. Why did God say to consume everything from the face of the land? That's the first question. Why did God say to consume everything from the face of the land? Question 2. In verse 6, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired over Him, what does it mean? Verse 6, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord, not inquired over Him, what does it mean? Last question, 3, in verse 7, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited His guests. What are the day of the Lord? A sacrifice and His guests. The last question, verse 7, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited His guests. What are the day of the Lord, a sacrifice, and His guests? First of all, a little historical background. Zephaniah the prophet prophesied or delivered the God's word to encourage the people of Judah to return to God during the reign of Josiah, 640 through 609 before Christ. The good 15th king of a southern nation, Judah. Throughout the evil kings, 13 Manasseh, the 14th Amon. He was the great, great grandson of Hezekiah, the 12th good king of Judah. The time of his prophecy was during the reign of Josiah. Within 23 years after his prophecy, Judah fell by Babylon in 586 before Christ. He was a contemporary prophet of Jeremiah and Habakkuk. Also here, the day of wrath is a synonym word, the day of the Lord, a synonym also, the day of judgment, the day of vengeance, all of them synonym. The day of wrath, the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, the day of vengeance. Verse 1, the word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah. Here, Hezekiah, the king, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. So, Zephaniah, the fourth grandson of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, which means Zephaniah, the prophet, was of the royal seed. So, verse 2, I will utterly consume everything, which meaning God said, I will destroy everything, whole thing, from the face of the land, says the Lord. Why? Because Josiah the king reformed the Judah, but not enough to reform before or after Josiah revival. Before meaning his father, you know, Amon, was an evil king, which means they did not follow God. They worshiped idols, God. So also, their descendants of Josiah, the good king, Jehoahaz or Jehoiakim, evil kings as well. The Second Chronicle chapter 34, verse 33 said, Josiah removed all the abomination, Josiah good king, from all the country, which meaning Judah, southern nation, that belonged to the children of Israel, and made all who were present in Israel diligently serve the Lord their God. All his days they did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers. Josiah tried to follow in God and completely fully, but before Josiah, his father was an evil king. Also, his son became an evil king. One example, Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. Jeremiah was a contemporary prophet of Zephaniah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord. All you of Judah who enter in at this gate to worship the Lord. Basically, Jewish people every Saturday, they went to the temple of God in order to worship. But God, asked Jeremiah, you should tell to those people who were entering into the temple of God to worship. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. Basically, change your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Yeah, when you amend, you change your ways, your doings, I will allow to live in this land, which means in this promised land. First of all, do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. But actually, the temple of the Lord, that's true. But God said that is lying words. Why? Because the temple of the Lord was not followed by their behaviors. So what were their behaviors here? Explain. For if you thoughtfully amend your ways and your doings, if you thoughtfully or if you fully execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, which meaning you fully execute judgment, treat fairly between a man and his neighbor. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widows, which meaning they oppress the strangers, the fatherless, the widows, do not shed innocent blood in this place. They shed innocent blood in this place. Work after other gods to your hurt, because they worship it. They work at after the idols. Then they participated in a Saturday worship service at the temple of the Lord. They just say the temple of the Lord. But a weekday, they oppressed the fatherless, the stranger, which means the aliens and widows, also worked and effort other gods. Then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and forever, which meaning you changed your heart to follow God. I will allow you live in this land forever. So basically, their daily life inconsistent with their worship at the temple of the Lord on Saturday, which meaning that is a kind of a blasphemy to the Lord. For example, we join into Sunday worship at church, but we do not consistent behavior during life. So that is the kind of thing. So Sunday worship at church building is inconsistent with our daily life, our daily Christian life, you know, that kind of thing. Also, one example, Revelation chapter 3, verses 2 to 4, Jesus is called to Sardis church. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, is called the Sardis church. That's the same thing. Be watchful and strengthening the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. So basically, their work imperfect work. So if you said, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, at least my behavior should be consistent with my word. At least we should try to be consistent with my word. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, like that. So here, imperfect works. Jesus called Sardis church imperfect works. I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received that word. Hold fast and repent. So we need to hold fast on God's word and repent. So what our work inconsistent with God's word. That part should be repent by us. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know that what hour I will come upon you. Why? Jesus coming here to judge, you know, those people. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. So some people are at least in consistent works, consistent behavior, consistent Christian behaviors with God's word. And they shall walk with me in white. Here, white robe. White robe indicated is clean work, you know, like a consistent works with God's word. You know, that's called white robe. In white robe, for they are worthy. So basically, Jesus is called in Sardis church because they made reformation, but incomplete reformation. Exactly, that's why the God said, verse 3, I will consume. Verse 2, I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord, because imperfect reformation, revival, you know, that's why, you know, God consumed everything, you know, to Judah. Verse 3, I will consume man and beast, you know, in depth explanation, I will consume the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea. Here is, you know, prophecy we can be interpreted two ways. One is a near future. The second, a distant future. First of all, near future, when Zephaniah made a prophecy before the Judah's failure by Babylon. So near future, which meaning Babylon would come soon to conquer Judah. That is a near future, the prophecy. But distant future, we can apply to the Great Tribulation. Here, talk about consume the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea. So basically, sea catastrophe. That's similar to Great Tribulation, Revelation chapter 8, you know, verse 8, also, you know, catastrophe. So I am reading chapter 8, you know, verse 8. Then the second angel sounded, trumpet sound, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea, which means one third of the sea, became blurred. And a third of living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. So here we can see seas catastrophes. So in chapter 8, you know, ecological, you know, catastrophe, or seas and a catastrophe, fresh waters and catastrophe, heaven's catastrophes and like that. That's a similar to here, verse 3. And the stumbling blocks along with the wicked people, I will cut off a man from the face of the land, says the Lord. Verse 4. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal. Baal is a pagan god. You know, basically, pagan god, you know, to prefer, you know, knowledge, you know, how to cultivate, you know, harvest, the kind of thing. So they worship, you know, Baal god to prosper, you know, crops, over harvest, the kind of thing. So rather than God, so Baal was a chief god over, you know, Canaanite people. There is every trace of a Baal from this place. The names of the idolatrous priest with the pagan priest. Idolatrous, which meaning they worship other pagan gods, you know, rather than God. You know, that is talks about, you know, spiritual, you know, adultery kind of thing. Verse 5, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetop. Host of heavens, like that kind of study is called astrology. So, or, you know, horoscopes. So basically, star position influence your life. You know, such as, you know, certain position of a star, you know, give us a good time to do things. Or a certain position of a star is a bad time, you know, to the things. So that kind of thing, you know, basically they, you know, believe in a, you know, star, you know, the stars. But in their, you know, God's view, God created the star, you know, creatures. So God doesn't want that. God wants, you know, that every people worship only God. You know, that is a creatures. So God allows a human being the manager over all creatures. All creatures. So that kind of thing, unfortunately, Jewish people in Sudan, Judah, they worship the host of heavens. For example, you know, the Greek culture, Mars, a god, or Jupiter, a god, Venus, a goddess, kind of thing. You know, that kind of god, you know, hate that. Those who worship and swear authors by the Lord, but who also swear by Milcom. Milcom is a pagan god, which means a pleasure god. So that time is the worshippers of Molech or Milcom. They are the excited by themselves. They give a sacrifice of an infant baby. You know, basically, infant baby, caught the fire. So infant baby, you know, they cried out because of so painful. So that moment, all worshippers, you know, also cried out. You know, they enjoyed, you know, pleasure, some kind of, you know, crazy, you know, worship and matter. God, you know, hates, you know, pagan worshippers. Verse 6, those who have turned back from following the Lord, turned back, following the Lord. Here, so basically, turned back, you know, from the following the Lord, which meaning we called an atheist. But the Bible is an atheist foolish. For example, the David, Psalmist, Psalm chapter 14, verse 1, David said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Why? Because Jesus said, only one is good, God the Father. But they say there is no God, which means there is no goodness. So therefore they are corruptible. Also Psalm chapter 53, verse 1, 2. The fool, which means the foolish person, has said in his heart, there is no God. It is too. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. Iniquity meaning sin. There is none who does good. So, but God, you know, wants us, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first priority the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, which meaning all visible things, all material things, shall be added to you. So, two, the believers, the person see His kingdom and His righteousness. So we shouldn't seek material thing. You know, first seek kingdom of God and His righteousness. All material thing, necessary thing, automatically shall be given, shall be provided by God, you know, to you. That is God's, you know, intention. But here also, and have not sought the Lord, nor inquired of Him. What does it mean? Basically, indifferent attitude towards God rather than seeking God. Basically, disregard the matters of God, disregard the things of God. No commitment to God. So one example, just some people name alone believer. They said, you know, I am believer. But their life really doesn't care about the things of God. There is no commitment to God. That kind of people here described have not sought the Lord nor inquired over Him. So that's a sad story. Verse 7, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, which means be silent. Don't make excuse. Shut up your mouth. Be silent in the presence of the Lord God. For the days of the Lord, here, the days of the Lord is at hand. The days of the Lord means, so the wrath, the judgment, the vengeance. We can see, you know, the day of the Lord in the Bible, you know, many ways. One example, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6, well, or alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as a destruction. From the Almighty God. So the day of the Lord meaning from the Almighty God in destroying. You know, that is the day of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 10. For this is the day of the Lord, God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that He may avenge Himself on His adversaries. The sword will devour. Adversaries meaning His enemies, such as atheists. They said there is no God, or no commitment to God. They don't care the things of God. You know, those are people, adversaries. Joel chapter 1 verse 15, alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, is coming soon. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Amos chapter 5 verse 20. That's a rhetorical question. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? Which meaning, in the day of the Lord, we have no ways to escape from the day of destruction. Because God, you know, gave destruction to, you know, adversaries. The 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, deliver such a one. In this context, which meaning Corinthian church member who committed adultery with his stepmother. That's a talk about. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, because he's a commission of adultery. He's a commission fornication with his stepmother, that his support may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Basically, in this means, you know, disciple disciplines a church member who committed fornication with the stepmother, so dismember from church member. So while he was dismembered, he had opportunity to repent his sin. So then he would be saved from the day of the Lord. Why? because all Christians we will not, you know, go into the great tribulation at the day of the Lord, you know, the day of the Lord, because by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God account us as righteous. So when Jesus coming in heaven, we all Christians will be caught up, you know, with the Lord, you know, because of that. You know, that's why disciples talking about that a certain person who committed fornication with stepmother, so give an opportunity to repent, you know, during this membership of the Corinthian church. The First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So basically the day of the Lord, which means the day of judgments, like that. So also verse 7, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? That's a question too. He has invited his guest. That's interesting. I want to give an answer first. You know, then you know we are reading next verse and we could find out the answer. Here, sacrifice means Judah. Yes. Judah sacrifice. His guest means Babylonians. Babylonians as an instrument of judgment, God used the Babylonians to destroy Judah, who worshipped the idols, who did not, you know, commission to God. Those people disregarded God, although they said, we are the people of God. Yeah. So God, you know, doesn't like that. So like the Revelation chapter 19 verses 17 to 18, very similar. Revelation is distant future, but here near future. So when Zephaniah prophesied Babylonian didn't invade, didn't destroy Judah yet. So within 24 years after Zephaniah made a prophecy, the Babylonians invaded into Judah and destroyed, you know, Judah. So here, Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 to 18, then I saw, I mean John, saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, all the birds that fly, that is means, you know, vultures. You know, vultures eat only dead body, but eagles, you know, eat a live body. So vulture. This is all the birds, which mean vultures that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of a captain, which meaning king's dead body, captain's dead body, the flesh of a mighty man, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. That's described as Armageddon battle. So here, in you know, a bird or vultures, is in a discipline like in a guest. Yeah. So all fleshy is like a, you know, sacrifice. So here, next verse is continually the sacrifice, you know, explain verse 8. And it shall be in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, in the day of the Lord, in the day of judgment, sacrifice, that I will punish the princes of Judah, and the king's children, so the king's children who were not in, you know, princes, but maybe king's children, and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel, foreign clothes, which meaning the kings were influenced by, you know, pagan god. So pagan, you know, priests wear usually black, you know, robes, But you know, the Bible said, you know, the Christians, the symbol white robe is a clean behavior consistent with God's word. You know, foreign clothes. In the same day, I will punish all those who live over the threshold. Right here, you know, what is a live over threshold? Threshold, which meaning the door, the bottom bar is called a threshold. That's meaning the idea to break into a house, which means without permission of owner, like in robbery or burglary kind of thing. So robbery, burglary kind of thing here, those who live over the threshold, those burglars or robbers who fill their master's house with violence and deceit. Violence, they might use gun or knife or deceit, you know, cheating. Verse 10, and there shall be on that day meaning that day of the Lord, that day of judgment, says the Lord, the sound of a mournful cry from the fish gate. Fish gate, which means Jerusalem, one castle, northern part and gate is a fish gate. Northern part, a little left-hand side, fish gate. Right-hand side, ship gate. Because Babylon invaded from the north. That's why, you know, fish gate indicated. The Babylon is today Iraqi. Iraq come into today, you know, Israel, the north route. You know, that's why here, fish gate. A wailing from the second quarter. Second quarter meaning second quarter district, where, you know, the Jerusalem people resided. So district, the second quarter. And a loud crashing from the hills, you know, from the hills, you know, Jerusalem surrounded with little hills, like Anaim hills, you know, kind of thing. Well, you inhabitants of Makatishi. Makatishi literally meaning motor. So Makatishi district area, transportation area, because of many the import, you know, export kind of transportation district. The Makatishi for all, because all the merchant people are cut down. All those who handle money are cut off. Basically, the Babylonians would surround the walls of Jerusalem, so they lost the route of transportation. That's why. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lampers and punish the men who are settled in complacence or lees. Lees meaning in order to make wine. So basically, so you took over in a pure wine, the bottom wine bottle, the lees, leader to settle the down, so the wine, you know, the bottle in, you know, the bottom, that's called, you know, lease, that's meaning inferior life. They are settled in inferior life, not wine rather than lease. So in order to make wine, you know, you should use, you know, grape, you know, put into a bottle. So after the some days, you know, passed away, the grape to change it into wine. But the other, the debris over, you know, grape, the down, you know, on the bottom, called as a lees or a complacence. So they had no opportunity to drink, you know, wine rather than, you know, lees, you know, inferior material. Who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. Which meaning they said, the Lord will do neither good nor evil. That's indicating they had a careless indifference to the things of God. So they have no consideration to God, no thought, you know, to God. They simply said, the Lord, you know, will not do good, nor will he do evil. So really disregarding God and kind of attitude. Those things, you know, are describing the Jewish people's disinterest in the things of God or in God, or their careless indifference attitude to the things of God. Therefore, their goods shall become booty, stolen by Babylon, and their houses a desolation by Babylon. They shall build houses, but not inhabit them, because destroyed by enemies. They shall plant a vineyard, but not drink their wine, but they took lease or completions. They couldn't drink their wine, was stolen. Verse 14, the great day of the Lord is near. The great day of judgment is near, is coming soon. Our staff member, we joined in New Year Eve service. New Year service is a message, Ezekiel chapter 37 through chapter 40. So, you know, we can apply, you know, to today. So the day of the Lord is coming soon, you know, to us, which meaning the great tribulation is coming soon to us. So we should, you know, wake up. So we should focus on God, because all Christians, all believers will be, you know, caught up, you know, soon, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the great effort of the Lord is near. So we can apply in this word to us. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty man shall cry out. Mighty man is a Babylonian. Also to us, we are here, maybe Satan, you know, they're working during, you know, the great tribulation on the earth. That day is a day of wrath. Here, describe the day of Lord, a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet. Here, trumpet sounds to warn judgment, which is coming soon. Trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. Verse 17, I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like a blind man. They couldn't find out, you know, right away, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuse or like dung, because nobody will bury dead bodies. That's why, you know, your blood, you know, like a dust, your flesh like a dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them. Here, silver or gold itself is nothing wrong, but here, silver or gold cannot redeem them. Silver, gold, you know, just use means for God and seek God. The First Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 to 12. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many of a foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kind of evil. Money itself is not evil, but the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, all Christians, all men of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Simply pursue God and His righteousness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So shall be able to deliver them. So gold and silver shall not, you know, deliver the Jewish people who were invaded by Babylonians in the day of the Lord's of wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. So God is jealous, which means God does not allow whoever worship other gods rather than Jehovah God, because God is jealous. For he will make a speedy riddance. So God will destroy the Judah quickly over all those who dwell in the land of Judah. Okay, let's see, you know, each question. Question one, in verse 2, I will utterly consume everything from the face of the land, says the Lord. Why did God say to consume everything from the face of the Lord? The answer, reformation, but not in a full reformation. Superficial or a shallow reformation. Number 2, in verse 6, those who have turned back from following the Lord and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him, what does it mean? Turned back from the following the Lord, you know, means atheist. Atheists are foolish. And have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him, although they said by themselves they are believers, but they do not commit to God. They don't care the things of God. They are disinterested in God, God's matter, and those are people. The last question in verse 7, be silent in the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited his guests. What are the day of the Lord, a sacrifice, and his guests? The day of the Lord, which means the day of judgment. A sacrifice in this context means Judah. Yeah. Or in the distant future is unbeliever. Here, his guest is here is a Babylonian. So in the future, his guest meaning Satan. You know, Antichrist indicate that. Let's just sing song all together. Last song, then we will conclude today. Bible study. Last.